join our live chat during the show, just go to racersreunion.com. Also, if you're within earshot of my voice, you can also go to Facebook, because we are broadcasting this live on the Facebook Drag Racing List site. So check that out. Without further ado, let's bring him in. Ben Conant, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you guys for having me.
So glad to have you on, man. So you're rocking down the highway, I understand. Yeah. It sounds pretty cool.
On these beautiful 710 South Freeway going to Long Beach from L.A.
That's one of the occupational hazards of having an East Coast show and then bringing a West Coast guest on. We're hammering you right at rush hour, but hopefully we can get you home
That's
by time
right.
for dinner.
Well, yeah, we're Ben, all good. I got dinner right here.
Oh, sounds good. Hey, that's a true L.A. man. You know, maybe a little bit of In-N-Out burger right next to you in the seat. Is that how it works?
No, I got carne asada right here.
Oh, okay. Authentic. I love it. Ben,
yep.
You know, so checking out DJ Safety, that's a great safety equipment business you got there. Tell us, what prompted you to start that or take it over? A lot of great names, over the years in the safety business, but what made you start DJ?
Well, I started many years ago. I've been in the racing industry forever. I started at 5 years at Keith Black, started off almost 13 years at Simpson, took some time off, and I got offered this position to go work at DJ. And from there on, we've made it one of the top companies.
Really awesome. And so, tell us a little bit about where DJ started, because I was looking at the website tonight, and it's really amazing. You guys do a bunch of stuff in addition to racing.
Oh, yeah. We do a lot. First of all, we do the military contracts. We have the Army sling for the U.S. Army. So say you joined up to the Army, got the boot camp. When you get out, you finish mm-hmm. the boot camp, they give you an authentic DJ Safety 3-point sling for your M16 carbine or the shotgun. It's
nice.
Got DJ all over it. And like I say, everything's made in the USA there. We go into films and stuff. If you've noticed the Fast and Furious 8,
uh-huh.
DJ belts everywhere in there. We've started from Fast and Furious number 1 all the way to 8.
Wow.
It's just a lot of commercials, a lot of people just come in to get special harnesses made for their rigs that they use for pulling stuff. We're local right there by the studio, so we did a lot of studio work. What else do we do? Plenty of, let's say, movies, TV shows. And just specialty items. People, can you make this? Well, if it's made out of webbing and stuff, yes, we can.
That's really awesome. So, so Navy Lieutenant Commander Joseph Hansen retired and started it up. And then Darlene Deese Hansen. We know that name.
Yeah, that's Jim Deese's only daughter.
Uh-huh. We got Jim Deese's daughter,
you
worked at Simpson. You got it all covered.
Crazy. There. That's another day for a story about that, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how we can do.
Joe and Darlene
ahead.
Started this. That's where Darlene is D and Joe is J. They wanted to do more military stuff, and then more friends said, can you start making me belts? So Joe started it from his house. This is our 20-year anniversary, so... I think we've come a long way. When I started there, the company was just, it was okay. It done everything. But I think now you see us in our parachutes and a lot of the Fuel Funny Car and Top Fuel guys, our belts, fire systems. I have Cruz Pedregon. I have John Hale. I got Jim Campbell. My test facility is Terry Haddock. Because he makes sure our product works.
Yeah.
Johnny Auden, Shane Westerfield, just so many to name. These guys, they're local guys, and they like dealing with a local company. So, we at DJ, we treat everybody like family. We're a small company. We're not one of the big-name ones. And we treat all our customers like family, not an ATM.
That's pretty cool, man. Well, you know, tell us, you'd be a good radio interviewer too, because my very next question was tell us about the racers who run your stuff. So well, we've covered
Oh,
that
wow.
then. I love it. Nice job. So I mean, some of the stuff you get, see, you do blower restraints, drag boots, engine containment, pretty much the whole nine yards, right?
We're one of the only companies can outfit you from head to toe and bumper to bumper on your car.
Wow. So
So,
we
like I say, we like to stick with the grassroots guys. I mean, some of the big guys, hey, it's nice to have them. We treat everybody the same, but I like to do the grassroots guys, your Saturday racers, your weekend guys. Those guys, they love that you take care of them.
Right. Well, it sounds great. I mean, it sounds like you do take care of them. And tell us, can you think of one or two times that your products helped a racer escape a bad situation?
Let's see, John Hale, when he blew the body off his car, blower stood intact. I've had three blower explosions on their cars, on Jim Dunn's, and never had a piece come apart. Just it holds everything in. Fires, Haddock had bad fires, no problem. On his funny car, fire
Right.
systems do their job.
That's awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, and you picked the class there that puts your stuff to the test. So you're a Fuel Funny Car fan from way back. Tell us a little bit about your history with them.
Oh, yeah. I started back when I was at Pete Black. I was working there, and I remember my uncle used to take me down to Irwindale, all the tracks out there, and Lions, and then I got the job at Keith Black, and that's where I met one of my heroes, Jim Dunn.
Right.
And Jim Dunn and his son, John Dunn and Diane, they treat me like I'm one of their own. Used to go out with them on the race, and Jim would tell all the racers, hey, that's my Mexican son. And then everybody goes, well, I guess you were out having fun out there in East L.A. being a fireman, huh?
It's a long way from La Mirada.
He's a hero of mine. Very, they've never given up. You know, the bad things that ever happened, they've always respected me and treated me right.
That's awesome. Well, I can't think
I
of.
haven't always been an angel.
Who of us had? You know, some of us just got away with it without getting caught or seen. That's one way of looking at it.
Yep.
So,
Like I
yeah.
say, they've taken me to races. I've been the U.S. National 5 times.
Wow.
I've run her up in the Bud Shootout with them, where we should have beat Hoffman. And the
Yeah.
year I don't go, they win in the penthouse funny car. So I've never got my elusive quali I was supposed to get.
Oh, man. Yikes.
So,
That would have been
I mean,
worth
they've
money
taught me
just
how
for the
to.
picture.
Oh yeah. I mean, I've learned how to work on the right side of the car, taking heads off, changing sleeves, everything. I've done the whole shebang. But now
Well,
I just like keeping everybody safe.
that's got to help you quite a lot, right? As you think about designing
Oh yeah.
products, because you know how those things work.
Oh yeah. Oh, exactly. You know, you learn different blowers, different this, different, you know, how can I put something here that's going to save an explosion from popping out? How can I save something here from oil spilling out, you know, to
Right.
make it better?
Right. Oh, really cool. Well, tell us about some of the you got any wild road stories that you encountered? I mean, I guess you're always looking at the incidents that happen on track. Anything happen on the way to the track that is pretty memorable?
1 year we were at the U.S. Nationals when Kenji was driving for us back in the days. We pulled up
Yeah.
to the market to get all our food for the weekend, and we pulled up to the car next to us, and the guy had written, "Go home, Kenji, you fish boy." And we ended up meeting that guy at the track, and it was just so funny because he parked right next to us. I go, "Okay, Kenji, there's your guy right there." And we went and talked to the guy, and the guy goes, "Oh, I apologize for that. No, it's all good. This is how you feel."
It was pretty cool. You had the moon eyes guy all the way here from Japan racing. It was a couple of years. He
Oh,
Kenji was a he got down the track, but he also tested your equipment there a little bit, didn't he?
yeah. Oh, yeah. He, that's funny. He, Jim always says that he wishes he had his drivers had the weight of Kenji and his reaction time, but a little more knowledge of the car.
Right. A little bit of knowing when to get off it a little sooner.
Exactly.
Well, let's see, you know, that's the hallmark of Jim Dunn. I've been, you know, I track, of course, we have the drag racing list, 100,000 racers from 50 till today. And Jim has been there, you know, for 60 years. And if you look over the years, you never see huge top speeds from Jim. He never had the money to go blow it up at the top end trying to get top speed. But he always was quick enough to get there.
Yeah, like I said, somebody ever gave him the $2 million, something like that, that John Force and those guys, Schumacher, have. He can make the car go. He's just on a budget where he doesn't want to blow everything up. Those guys change blowers every run. Motor,
right.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Sleeve. Best of everything. Titanium this and that. Just, it's hard to compete with that. You know, you're just lucky to get in the show.
Yeah, well, Jim's still there, though, isn't he?
Now I help out Steve Pfluger with his deal, and it's harder for him. You know, he's even a lower fuck guy.
Yeah.
But he's trying.
He's another guy, man. He's been out there forever and ever, and just, you know, that car comes out with two, three drivers a year.
Yeah. So these are our legends, though. So, you know, I pay mad respect to these guys. These guys have been out there for years, and they're still doing it.
Right. Yeah, they're, you know, you see those guys that you see them at the winners, and then you might see them at the finals, and maybe, you know, Sonoma.
Yeah.
But that's
Vegas,
the Pluger type guy.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I like helping more of the little guys. They're, you know, they need the more help, and, you know, I help them out, and they're happy. They appreciate it.
Right. So great. Well, tell us about some of those crazy times back at Keith Black. Man, you must have seen everybody roll through there because everybody came through Keith's place.
Man. I remember when the Smoking Joe's deal got done right there. They were pulled in the street right there building the car. All Candy was right there. I need this. I need that. I need another block out here. Let's go. I had Roland Leong right there was in the shop. When he get a sponsor, I'd be knowing before everybody because the body's getting done and everything right there.
Right.
Nick LaHaye used to come out here.
Right.
And they had so many guys, and just everybody and their mother would show up there.
Right. Well, it's been it's a heck of a place to hang out. There's a bunch of places around there. You could probably build a whole car within a couple blocks, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
So amazing. Well, tell us, Leslie, we talked about your... go right ahead. Tell us a little bit more. What were you saying?
Oh, no, I was just telling you, I'm just loving the nostalgia deal. I wish they'd leave it alone and leave it as nostalgia, not try to get it out of control.
Yeah.
It's just they're making it like a Top Fuel team, and it's not. It's a nostalgia team, and, you know, when you get over 50 cars almost at Bakersfield, then, you know, they should have a 32-car show to me.
Right. Yeah, 50 cars at Bakersfield is telling you something's right.
Yeah, and then back east, I love all my back east guys. I got the Time Bomb, Frantic Ford, all these guys. You know, these guys are great. I deal with all of them. They're awesome guys. Right. Steve Musser and them guys over there. I got a bunch of my little junior drag guys. Junior drags are going to be the future of NHRA. They need to continue with it.
Oh, I got they're already so there, right?
Guys that I help. Yeah, I love helping kids, my thing. I'll help a kid 100%. I got kids in Texas. I got a little young girl just won back-to-back races and sends me a hero card and a hat for me. That makes me feel I've done some. Her name is Mia Rose. Man. She's a real, real cute little girl and does her job. I got a quarter midget guys up there. Trey Osborne, 12, 13 years old, been with DJ since I've been there. And this kid is winning races now. I like watching it.
That's amazing. Well, you're talking about all my East Coast homies now. Those are all my buddies that I hang out with when we go to the track around here. So we'll tell them howdy for you.
All them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are all my boys. Yeah.
Awesome.
I love them all. They're all there. I like supporting series. Like, I do the NDRL. Those guys are the greatest customers I could ever have. Those Troy Wilson, all those guys are great.
Yeah.
Love them.
So cool. Well, give us a couple more shout-outs while we got here. You got anybody you want to holler at while we got a few more minutes?
I just want to thank everybody for choosing DJ Fake News. This is our 20-year anniversary. We're doing a bunch of giveaways, and, you know, when we get our shirts in, I'll be sending them out to just the people just to have, you know.
Awesome. So, and the website, I was just up there.
Chose us.
Yeah, got it. So DJSafety.com. That's pretty easy to remember.
Yep. You can always hit up our Facebook at DJ Safety there. Hit up our Instagram at DJ Safety there. I always reply to everybody. Everybody can hit me up, Big Ben, right there. If you got anything you want to talk to me, hit me up, Big Ben at DJSafety.com. I'm available for everything.
Awesome.
If it's about racing and safety, I'll help you out as much as I can.
Well, that sounds right. I'll tell you what, we're going to hit up Big Ben right now with some rocking questions. So, John Bachelman, let me turn it over to you, buddy.
Yeah, Ben, we'd like to know what your favorite kind of music is.
I like everything because, as you guys know, I have a persona. Other than Big Ben, there's another guy in me that's called DJ BB, which is my DJ name.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
If you look at some of the East Coast cars, they got my logo on there because they show the love for me. I like Pink Floyd. Dark Side of the Moon is one of the greatest albums ever.
Yes, it is.
Beastie Boys, License right. to Ill, one of the greatest rap albums ever.
Yep.
Anything Zeppelin, AC/DC, you name it, Metallica, I like everything.
Well, that is totally cool. You know, we had Jim Campbell on the show last week, and he's a heavy metal guy. I was going to mention, if the weather's good, I'm going down there to the race Friday, and I'm going to look Jim up and go hang out with him. I'll be sure and tell him you said hi.
Oh, I will. I tell him Big Ben said what's up.
I sure will. So, you know, when you're on your way to the races or anything, is there ever a particular song that you think about that gets you pumped up about race day?
When I get going, I listen to Dr. Dre, Chronic. It gets me, because I drive all from, right. When I go to Bakersfield or Pomona, that gets me going to see all my customers or whatever team I'm working on. It gets me all pumped up.
Well, that is cool. How about concerts? Have you been to a concert lately?
I've gone yesterday, Saturday. I went to go see an old school funk fest for had a Zap, Barcades, War. I'm trying to get to Dodger Stadium to take my girlfriend so we can go see her favorite Fleetwood Mac. I've seen them, Stevie Nicks.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
I like all. It's all great to me.
Well, Danny sent me a link the other day on Lindsey Buckingham. He's just sitting there playing a guitar. That guy is unbelievable, man. He is just incredible. And Fleetwood Mac is still doing it. They're just good as they ever were.
Oh, yeah.
And War, I didn't even know War was still playing.
Yep, they got down. Lonnie Jordan gets down still. He put down a good show Saturday night.
Yep. Wow.
Wow. Outstanding. That is great.
Of course, you know, they finished the show with Lowrider.
Of course they did, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought about War when I saw some pictures of you. I said, I bet he likes War. Because that just seems like, it's a good kind of band to have, man. That's great.
You don't like War. I love War too, man. I saw that Fleetwood Mac in 77 down in San Diego when I was living out there. So those dudes been around a while.
Nice.
Yeah, they have.
I went to go see them when they were out here, and I just recently, beginning of the year, I went to go see Stevie Nicks. That's my girlfriend's favorite. That cost me $450 each ticket, but it was well worth it.
Whew, man.
The scalpers were working.
Got to keep your friend happy.
Yep. Well, man, it's been great checking in with you, Ben Conant, on music and on racing.
Anything else you guys need? Oh, man, I'd love to come back any other time. Let me know.
Well, we'd love to have you.
We'll get halfway through the season and turn around and find out what happened, and we'll shout at you again.
All right, well, thank you. I appreciate you guys having me. It's a pleasure, and I'd like to thank everybody for choosing DJ Safety. We appreciate it.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Conant at DJ Safety out there tuning up Big Jim Dunn and making him safe, and making Jimmy Campbell safe and everybody else. Adios, sir.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see you down the road.
All right. Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too, buddy.
You too, Ben.
All right. Fantastic. Let's turn it over to John for this week's Racer of the Week. John, take it away.
Thanks, BP. My pick for Racer of the Week is Bronson Tabios from Kaneohe, Hawaii. Bronson was recommended to me by our friend Michael Baba Balbarino, whose 808 Fuel page contains all the latest information on motorsports in the Garden Isle. Thanks, Michael. Bronson is an outstanding young man with a passion for our sport, and his personality and his hot rod are very popular and respected among the drag racing community in Hawaii. It is a very cool car, built by a very cool guy. Bronson sent some great information about himself and his car. He met Michael Balbarino last September at the Labor Day weekend event, and he told me that Michael's a really great guy. He does an excellent job of covering the drag racing action throughout the state of Hawaii. Bronson is 26 years old, residing in Kaneohe on the island of Oahu. He started racing junior dragsters when he was 8 years old up until 2006, when Oahu's only racetrack, Hawaii Raceway Park, closed its doors for good. Bronson's family shipped his hot rod to Kauai in 2014, and he's been racing there ever since. The car is a 1994 Honda Civic DX hatchback. That's hard to say. DX hatchback. The engine is a B18C swap. It has aftermarket cams, an intake manifold, and headers. The suspension is a set of Buddy Club race spec coilovers. It runs Lenso drag wheels and M&H Ragemaster slicks and Mickey Thompson skinnies. Bronson is the 2002 and 2003 Junior Dragster League of Hawaii champion at Oahu. He is the 2016 Garden Isle Racing Association Sport Compact champion. And he's the 2016 Garden Isle Racing Association King of the Track champion. Bronson thanks his mom and dad, his grandma Marina, his brother Henry, Ryan Nakata of F Front Bunch Hawaii, Paul Hashimoto of PNR Innovations, Sportcraft Race Car Components and Fabrication, Ken's Race Engines, GPR Auto, Function Company, his Kauai Ohana for the help and hospitality, and he said mahalo again for this opportunity. Nau kahaola oli, the pleasure is mine, Bronson. We wish you good luck, safe racing, and the best of times in the future. Back to you, BP.
All right, John, thank you. JB's take once again, man, pulling out the Hawaiian. Very nice, sir.
Yeah, I'm starting to learn a little bit of that after talking to these guys for a while. They're really cool people, man.
I love it. Well, let's move on to lost friends, folks, and this is a tough one. We mentioned this gentleman a week or two ago and told you he's in poor health, but sad to report today, our friend George Weiler was put in hospice care and did pass away on Sunday morning, just yesterday. George was a great racer, one of the nicest men you'd ever want to meet. Of course, he tuned the honker for Bub Fauble way back in the old Superstock days in the 60s, and then he raced the Smarty Pants series of pro stock cars for years, always on his own dime, always built his own cars, always built his own engines 100%, and then he'd take those things out to Indy and run against the big boys. George Weiler, just a pleasure to know you, sir. We talk to you every year, either at York or somewhere close by at Bruce Larson's place. But we did lose our friend this last weekend. He lived a long life, made a lot of people happy, and just a great man. George Weiler, ex-pro stock and racer and super stock tuner, and just a lovely, lovely man. Our condolences to George's many family and friends, and I know we'll be talking to plenty of those as we walk around the East Coast Nostalgia Circuit this coming year. Let's go ahead and wrap up the show, folks. I want to thank Ben Conant, who was just fabulous to talk to, John Balkeman, Danny White, of course, Jeff and Dustin Gilder, Barb Santucci, and Bud Mr. Drag News DeBoer. Have a great week, folks. We'll see you next Monday night, and that's a special treat because we're going to have a return trip by young pro stock racer Tanner Gray, who promised he'd come back and tell us after he got his first big win, and lo and behold, he just did a couple weekends ago. So Tanner Gray, NHRA Pro Stock rookie, but winning Pro Stock rookie, will be back on the show this coming Monday night. Folks, thanks for joining us. To all our Facebook followers, great to talk to you guys live. Thanks to Jeff for setting that up. Thanks to Barb for promoting it, as always. And we'll see you next Monday night, everybody. Adios. My friend and I were in the white spotlight. The border guards carried us away.